Vancouver Island University has created a new executive role focused on diversity, equity, and human rights, amid increasing calls for the institution to take stances on current issues and geopolitics. In a lengthy letter announcing Education Dean David Paterson's interim appointment to the role, VIU President Deborah Saucier said it reflects her commitment to fostering an inclusive and equitable environment where every student can thrive. Saucier said universities have faced increasing requests in the past year to take public stances on political matters and world events. While it may be tempting for the university to take public positions on current events or political issues, this can have unintended consequences and stifles the very open dialogue we seek to promote, she said. Saucier said it is important to maintain space for open, respectful, and constructive dialogue on difficult and controversial topics. This spring, a wave of protest encampments on North American campuses, including VIU's Nanaimo campus, saw protesters call for universities to cut financial and academic ties with firms and institutions linked to Israel in response to the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Prior to August 18, VIU was the site of Canada's last standing pro-Palestinian encampment. In her letter, Saucier said VIU will not tolerate acts of racism or exclusion, such as Islamophobia and antisemitism. Saucier said Paterson will build on VIU's existing policies on human rights, inclusion, equity, and diversity. A search for a permanent replacement for Paterson, who is in the associate vice president post on an interim basis, will begin in 2026. Paterson, who was unavailable for an interview on Thursday, said in a statement that he's looking forward to bringing his background in counseling psychology as well as his university administration skills to his new role. Paterson joined VIU as Dean of Education in 2017 following more than two decades of teaching and serving in administrative roles at Simon Fraser University. According to executive compensation disclosures filed by the university, associate vice presidents received a total compensation package between $206,021 to $234,320 for the 2023-2024 financial year. All VIU executives, with the exception of Chief Financial Officer and Vice President Emily Hooner, who began her role in May 2023, received a 6.75% performance-based salary increase in 2023. For the past year, the university has been grappling with an estimated deficit of $43.5 million by slashing what it said were unsustainable offerings at the university, including its long-standing music programs. Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.